Page Resh Samach Vav. On the very top of the page, Resh Samach Vav is the page number, and the halach is Shin Lamed Zayin. Habein Shabal Yodai Revach. Revach V'Atzala Yamoy LaYehudim Imokoy Macher. Okay, a bein that has an opportunity to make a lot of money, but the problem is he has to wake up his father. Sounds like the mice of Dama ben Nesina. Yeah. Right? Dama ben Nesina did not want to wake up his father. He was a guy. He could have made a lot of money. Chazal wanted to buy from him the stones. They wanted to buy the stones of the ephod. Those are the stones, by the way. That Gemara is jam-packed with so many limudim. One limud, something a little different, is the stones of the ephod. Which stones? Page Reish Samach Vav. Halacha Shin Lamed Zayin. Yosef, the stone of Dan Ben Nesina. The Chazal came. They wanted to buy stones for the ephod, for the Kohen Gadol, the shoulder stones. What happened to the old stones?
Didn't the Kohen Gadol take it home when he retired?
It's a little strange. Why? Maybe there was a Kohen Gadol Sha'avar. Maybe they needed. Maybe you'll say they needed multiple sets of the Big Day Kahuna, because a Kohen Gadol Sha'avar, if the Kohen Gadol retired, he's still, when he comes to the Beis Hamikdash, you never retire like a rabbi. You never rabbi emeritus. So when the Kohen Gadol, he steps down, if he comes to personally do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, he comes dressed in his Big Day Shemayna. So if you have a whole series of Kohanim Gadolim that retired, L'chayra, they all continue to wear their garments. You see, after the chief rabbi, especially the Rishon Litzion, every Rishon Litzion has his own robe, design a new one. There's a minuk among the Sfaradim, is that the Rishon Litzion, the chief rabbi of the Sfaradim, has a special robe, a special hat, and each one is different. They have term limits. And when they retire, there's someone new. So if they have a big event, a state affair, they all come. All of the old chief rabbis come. All of the previous Rishon Litzions, and they're all dressed in their robes. Okay, you don't retire from wearing your robe just because you're no longer the Rishon Litzion. You still wear your robe. Same thing, the Kohen Gadol. Just because the Kohen Gadol stepped down, or he's unable to serve, he continues to wear his clothing. So it could very well be that they needed more of these stones to create a new ephod, a new choshen, and they were in demand. So they went to Dan ben Nesina, and he had in his vault the stone that they needed, and the ephod. The ephod, which the shoulder piece is. And he said, "I can't get you the stones now because my father is sleeping, and I do not want to disturb his sleep." So this was a demonstration, Rabbi Isai, of kibud af. Look at a Gentile. Look how much honor he gave his father. He did not want to disturb his sleep. It's b'hashgacha pratis that the stones they wanted were from the ephod, the shoulder pieces, and those stones are the stones of Yosef HaTzadik. And in fact, when Yosef was about to do an Avera, when he was just about to be nichshol in HS Potifar, Yaakov Avinu's tzur appeared to him and said, "If you do this Avera, you will be denied. It's not going to be you anymore. The stones are not going to be your stones. They're going to be someone else's." So was Yosef a person who was mekayim the mitzvah of kibud av from all of the shifteka? Would you assume that Yosef was the one, is the dugma of kibud av? Not necessarily. For 17 years, how long was Yosef was away from his father? 20, what am I saying? 22 years. For 22 years, that's one of the big questions, one of the big, big mysteries that no one has a really satisfactory answer for. But all the drush, all the nice things you want to say is, why didn't Yosef phone home? E.T., phone home. Okay, why didn't Yosef, didn't you know that your father is suffering? suffering, the Shekhinah departed. Don't say he was not suffering. Because only after Yosef revealed himself, sent the message, I am alive, does it say, Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Aviem. That means for 22 years, Yaakov Avinu was not alive to some degree.
Maybe you learn from that there is no mitzvah of Kibbutz Av unless your father is asking you.
He's saying a lot of chidushim here. I don't know.
It's a chidush that I was told that if you have a problematic parent in the hospital, whatever, and they're going to stop, it's better not to go visit.
Problematic parent.
And not
you want to say that Yaakov was a problematic parent? You want to say that Yaakov was a problematic parent?
No, but
it's a chidush nifla.
No, but I'm saying that mitzvah of Kibbutz Av does not come into play.
There is the literal, we all know that every mitzvah there are technical ways to do the mitzvah, but the mitzvah in the broader context includes things that are not necessarily technical. So ein achinami yinak, there's no technical violation of the mitzvah, the reis of kadei des lich v'yasimecha, but you're not going to get shlishi for what you're doing. You found a legal loophole how you technically Bezin can't punish you, but this ben adam, but there is dinei shemayim. So this is a very big mystery to which
the reason I always gave is that Yosef knows. Let's say he called up home, so to speak, he was able to send the message home that I'm alive and well. The reason I'm not home is because my brothers try to kill me. So he has happy to have Yosef back. He just lost 10 sons.
Okay, so that's there
and
are.
Yosef didn't know if that's.
That's an answer, but
I mean, that's the way I look
but it's an answer, but with respect,
I understand.
It's not satisfying.
Right.
Yosef was a very smart person. He could have figured out, L'chaira, he could have figured out a way.
Yosef made a point of saying that Yosef didn't know because his father said, didn't know better than to send him to find his brothers, Halo Achecha Roim B'Shem, that he thought maybe his father was in on it.
Oh, Ari Victor told me the same thing. Ari Victor, 20 years ago, told me the same thing.
Well,
Yosef suspected that Yaakov Avinu was in on the plan. All right, this is very controversial stuff. All of these answers, they're very nice, they're brilliant. They're all.
I have one answer to that.
Yeah.
Because Yaakov sent him Lech Nare et Shlom
Achecha.
And then Vashiveni Davar. I cannot say to you Shlom Achecha. There's no peace there. There's no peace. Achshav, when they were. After the story with Binyamin, Maharu v'alu el avi v'atru ol Yosef chai.
Okay, these are very good.
The problem
is, the end of the day is, for 22 years, Yosef did not phone home. A collect call. Just make a collect call. And home, you go, they must have given him one phone call. You're in prison, they give you one phone call, right? Make a collect call home.
He was king for 9 years, then he could have, for sure.
Even before, whatever, we don't know. We don't know the whole situation.
Right. Yeah,
so is it not ironic that when Chazal are giving us the dugma, from all the Shiftei Ka, Yosef definitely stands out as, what is going on here? What in the world is going on here between Yosef and his father Yaakov? The question is greater than all the answers.
Right.
And even maybe in the whole Tanakh, is from all of the relationships, is the one that is most misunderstood or most bizarre is Yosef and Yaakov. You can't deny it. It really is. And finally, when Yaakov Avinu comes, he's saying Kriya Shema. You can't say hello to your own child. Shema Yisrael. What's good? Everything about the relationship on the surface level is very strange. You can't deny it. I know all the answers. There are a lot of answers. I don't know the answers, but there are a lot of answers. My high. Isn't that Haloi Dover? Here, Doma ben Nisina has been selected by Chazal to epitomize the spitz of Kibbutz Av Va'Em. And what are they trying to buy? What do the Chachamim want to purchase from Doma ben Nisina? The stones that represent Yosef. That's what they want to buy. They want to buy the stones of Yosef, who is the most problematic in the midst of Kibud Af and Dama Ben Asina.
Feinstein said that we're getting the wrong story here, that the story is not to highlight Kibud Av V'Eim, it's to highlight how much the Chachamim were willing to pay for a stone in the
okay, air. Right. I understand, you're right. There are many perushim on them. I want another dimension of this story that needs understanding. It's an irony that from what do they want to buy? They want to buy the stones of Yosef, which is the problematic. And here Dov and says, "Oh, I'm not like Yosef. I'm not. You want to buy these? Maybe it's part of the it's the Jewish. And you're saying other things.
Yeah, I understand.
Dov ben Asina. Maybe this is what triggered Dov ben Asina. I'm not like you guys. You want to buy the stones of Yosef? He wasn't mechabed his father 22 years. Look at me, simple guy. I can make over here a fortune. I'm not giving you the keys because my father is sleeping. Lahachas. To show up, Klal Yisrael, you look at your ancestor. He was not mechabed his father. I'm better than you. Okay, there are 100 answers. Some say that he was deranged, his father. He didn't want to disturb his whatever. Whatever it is. Habein Shabbat, just had to throw that out. Habein Shabbat Liad Revach, the Aviv Yoshein. Lamadnu, we learn from the Sod Midam and Asina. What is the rule? The rule is don't disturb your father's sleep. If you can, now that's not so, that, see, what he says over here is already very controversial. Because many, many people will tell you when the father wakes up, you could have made $1 million and you didn't wake me up, you tippish. The father will take out a gun and kill a son. So over here, what is the Sefer Chassidim saying? The Sefer Chassidim is saying we learn from the story of Dom Ben Asina that if your father is sleeping and you can make money, better let your father sleep. What? There's always a time when you're supposed to wake up your father. Okay, what he says right away, so it has to then mean, what he's really doing over here, he's giving us over here a whole interpretation of the Gemara. Interpretation of the Gemara is that the father didn't care for the money, the father didn't need the money, maybe the father was already a multi-billionaire, or maybe the father was senile and he needed to sleep, and it's not a matter of what the father would have wanted. The father was irrelevant, he was senile, he needed to sleep, or the father was a multi-billionaire, he couldn't need the money anyway, and it's purely just a profit for the child, and the father doesn't really care about the child, he makes another couple of bucks, and therefore in that situation, in the Chanami, you're not allowed to disturb your father's sleep, in order, even though seemingly it's not such a big deal, in order for your profit, fine. But let's say the father, he would have made the money and he would have lost. Then of course, mitzvah lahakitzai. Me'achash aviv smech al zeh. Here's the main point, because everything until now is pretty much simple. You don't need a sefer. I always ask when learns certain things, why do you need a sefer to tell you this? You don't. I mean, it's pretty simple. Of course, it's logical. You know, the father make a lot of money, he'll save me a lot. But this part is more problem. Here's the bigger chiddush. The bigger chiddush over here is, what about waking up your father to go to shul, to go to davin? Then you are permitted to wake up the person, the child is permitted to wake up their father so that they can go to the Beis HaKnesses or for a Dvar Mitzvah. This is permitted. This is not called a loss. Okay, we're going to stop with this over here. I want to right away spend the whole hour now on Nyanei Purim. Okay, a little halacha, a little drush. Okay, let's start tomorrow with Tainus Esther.